it's like, here's the road, and then you come along, and there's a little thing.
That was a crazy setup.
It stretches all the way across the road. It's a cement.
I don't know.
Sort of a bump.
The bumpers, all those bumpers by your cars keep from speeding.
Right.
Those are speed breakers.
Okay. And what kind of cars does the fire department use?
Trucks, all I know.
Okay, what would the fire chief drive?
He drives a car.
Okay. Do you know any different names for different kinds of fire trucks?
No, I do not.
Okay. How about if somebody had a heart attack, what kind of small truck would the fire department send out?
An ambulance, an E&E ambulance.
Okay. And what kind of car does the police use?
He just uses an ordinary car. He equipped with necessary things that he needs in it.
Okay, do you have a name?
They have certain type of cars. They call them patrol cars.
Okay. Now, how about the kind of automobile that the police use when they want to put several people in? Take them away?
That's it. That's I know what you're talking about. They put you in that. I don't know what you call it. Put you in the patrol. That's what they call it. Police patrol.
The bigger one?
It's got top on it and closed up like a truck.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you call it. What is it? Patrol? Yeah, the police patrol came and picked him up. That's what I hear him calling.
Okay. Now, the police use this aircraft that has a little whirly thing on it.
Yes.
What do you call that?
I call it a signal.
No, I mean, it's an aircraft.
I don't know.
It can go straight up. It's not like an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
But it does fly around. And
oh, the helicopter?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about something made on his car.
Now, what do you call the man who comes and puts out fires?
Fireman.
Okay. Do you know any other terms for a fireman?
No. What else could it be? A fireman?
Any joking terms?
Mm-mm. Call him a fireman. That's all I know.
Okay. Now, how about the people that are supposed to protect our cities?
Policemen.
Okay. Now, have you heard any joking terms for them?
No, I have. People call them things, but they ugly words. Yeah, I've heard people call them everything, but I wouldn't be it wouldn't be ethical to put it down there.
You don't want to tell me any of them?
No, I don't see that necessary. They made the city have different names according to the way they act. People classify them according to the way they treat them. And they gave them a name to fit it.
Okay. What do you call the place where the firemen work?
Fire station.
Mm-hmm. And how about where the policemen work?
No, you call that we could city hall or the courthouse or something like that. Either one of those places, the courthouse or the city hall, either city me or county me.
Okay. If a person was arrested for drunkenness, where would one spend the night without bail?
In the city, in jail.
Okay. Do you have any other names for a jail? Have you heard any names?
House of Correction.
Okay. And what does a policeman carry for protection?
Pistol. And a club.
And a what?
And a club.
Okay.
And all of them handcuffs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you tell me any names for a prostitute?
A bad woman, and they call them whores.
And what is the building sometimes called where several of them work?
All prostitution houses.
Okay. And what are the managers of prostitutes called?
I don't know.
Okay. What would you call a person who drinks all the time?
A drunker.
Okay. And how about if a person didn't necessarily drink all the time, but he just sat around and did nothing all the time?
I call him a bum.
Okay. Would you ever call anybody a derelict?
What does that mean?
What does it mean to you?
Well, nonchalant, or they don't do anything, or